You're listening to Breakfast on 2SER 107.3. My name's Nick Healy, with you until 9 o'clock this morning. And thinking about being far away, I want you to imagine flying around the world in a seaplane, basically a flying boat, and doing it all completely on your own, all entirely solo. It is definitely not my cup of tea in any way, shape or form, but it's a brew that Aussie adventurer Michael Smith was more than willing to drink. Now, 2015 is when he circumnavigated the globe in his tiny, tiny seaplane, the Southern Sun, earning him not only the title of Australian Geographic Adventurer of the Year for 2016, but also a starring role in a documentary about the feat called Voyage of the Southern Sun, and most recently a self-authored book of exactly the same name. Now, Michael is in Sydney after a night at the Australian Museum to talk about the epic adventure. Michael, good morning to you.
Top of the morning.
Hey. Now, tell me this. You spent 20 years carefully restoring the beloved Sun Theatre in Melbourne, one of the most popular theatres, and then suddenly, bam, solo flight around the world.
Well, you know, I needed a gap year.
What was the impetus?
Oh, look, you know, there's no one single thing, but it is partly the gap year. You know, my two boys had finished high school. They were at uni, but were both having gap years. And, you know, I kind of thought, well, where's my turn? And I'd always loved this idea of the flying boats, you know, that used to take off from Rose Bay back in the 1930s, and they'd fly through to London, and it would only take 10 days to get all the way. And I just thought, what a romantic era of travel. And I just thought, I really wanted to retrace that trip. And, you know, the only way to do it was to do it myself. So I had this little plane, and little two-seat plane. It was really just for fun on the weekends, but it's the plane I had. So I just set off and did it.
Well, I mean, you join an incredible array of local adventurers of all stripes. I mean, do you think there's something in the Australian spirit that gets us on the move occasionally?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's our sense of isolation from the rest of the world. And, you know, that's been made a lot easier because, you know, commercial aviation is so easy these days. But, you know, when I'm in Europe and talking to pilots over there or sailors, you know, like if you live in England and you have a plane or a boat and you want to go somewhere, you can sail to Spain, you can sail to France, you can satisfy your desire to discover another country so easily. But from here, we have to go so far. And so, you know, it takes a week just to get out of Australia. So once you start, we have a habit of just keeping on going. But, you know, like Dick Smith launched the book for us on Monday at Rose Bay. And, you know, in 1982 and 3, you know, he flew that helicopter around the world, which was, you know, a pretty incredible feat. There's been a lot of Australian aviators who have done, you know, Sir Charles Kingsford Smith crossing the Pacific. There's been, well, there's actually been a few Smiths, I suppose. But, you know, there's been a lot of Australians too who have done some incredible feats. But I think it is partly that sense that we feel a connection to the other side of the world and we want to go visit it.
Now, I saw some stats and I can't believe this. 7 months, 80 stops, 25 cities. But my favourite one was you managed to drop in on 70 cinemas while you were doing it.
Yeah, look, I mean, cinema is my first love. I like flying, I like sailing, but I love travelling and I love cinema. And I think, you know, cinema is kind of a window to the world. So if you're not travelling, cinema is an opportunity to spend 2 hours anywhere in the world. And so having my family has a couple of cinemas in Melbourne, and I was actually doing my master's thesis just before I was going, finishing an MBA. And I did my thesis on the perceived value of cinema to a community, and I wanted to visit as many cinemas as I could. And it actually ended up being a great eclectic group of cinemas because I didn't plan my travel based on interesting cinemas. I based it on the old flying boat stops of the 1930s. So that took me into areas where, you know, especially in places like India and the Middle East, some truly bizarre cinemas that I found. It was a great collection.
Some incredible stuff, I can imagine. About the book itself, it's been a couple of years. I mean, was this all from memory? Did you have detailed log notes? Did you have to go back over the doco to remind yourself? Were there moments when you were thinking, hang on, what did happen at that stop?
No, look, luckily I had incredibly detailed notes. I kept an online journal, which my kids call a blog, while I was going. So just one entry per city. So, you know, I went to 80 cities. There was, I think, about 90 entries in the blog. So I had that online presence that was for my family and a few other people. But I got home, you know, people were saying to me, wow, this trip was amazing. Like, nothing went wrong. And it's like, no, things went wrong. I just didn't put it out there publicly because I didn't need my family panicking about, you know, what happened along the way. But what I did also do is I had a journal that I kept, and I kept a very, very detailed journal of what happened along the way. So when I got home, I was keen to, I realized I'd done something, rather special, and I really wanted to just sit down and make some sense of it. So I took my online journal, and then I took my handwritten journal, and I merged the two together, and it literally took me a year to get a first draft. I was going to the library on Wednesday every week and just sat down and started putting it all together.
Now, I know after you do something this big, the constant question is, what's next? And you can often think like, oh, come on, wasn't this enough? But I do have to ask, what is next?
Well, yeah, and I do think, how do I top that trip? I mean, I certainly don't need to do that trip again. But look, there are other adventure ideas I've got, but I didn't tell anyone I was going on this trip. I didn't even tell my mum until the day I left. So, I'll tell her a bit earlier next time. So I'm not going to tell anyone what my next trip is, but I've certainly got something in mind. But in the short term, for the last 6 months, I've been getting in the southern sun and flying to small regional towns, around Australia, having a screening of the film, a Q&A. Now we've got the book that we can add into the mix. So I just love, one of the great things you can do in a plane in Australia is on a Friday morning, head off to a little country town. You can just cover such great distances, see this beautiful country from the air, but meet small communities. There are so many farmers out there with strips. Like a couple of weeks ago, I had a great weekend in Junee where I landed on someone's farm strip, stayed with them, visited the local cinema for a talk, and hey, I'm going to enjoy doing that for the next year or so.
Well, if you ever drop in on Mathoura, right down the bottom of New South Wales, say hi, because that's my local area. Michael Smith, an absolute pleasure to talk to you. The book is called Voyage of the Southern Sun, an amazing solo journey around the world. It's out now from Black Ink Books. Thanks for chatting, and I look forward to your next secret adventure drop when we finally hear about it.
Thanks for having me on. It's been great.
Michael Smith there, of course. Do go and check out the book. It is absolutely incredible. And I think this documentary is now out on disc, DVD and Blu-ray. See if you can find a copy of it because it's well worth watching as well.